Anna.
And I'm Rayon.
And we're the Multiverse Kids!
Today, our episode is going to be about Sonic Prime, the show on Netflix. About Sonic.
With so many...
With multiverses.
Which is perfect because you guys are the Multiverse Kids.
Be quiet, we never introduced you.
We never told you to talk yet.
Yeah, you have to listen to us.
Why? Stop.
Be quiet.
You're the co-host.
No, co-host.
I'm the director.
No.
Director never talks.
Yeah. So be quiet for eternity.
Fine, you can introduce yourself now.
I'm the geeky dad.
Now you can talk.
Go ahead.
We're going to be reviewing Sonic Prime, the show on Netflix about Sonic when he goes into different multiverses. When he goes into different multiverses of it. But it's not like the multiverses like from the shows. Like, it can't be Sonic Underground, or like Sonic Boom, or Sonic X, or Sonic blah, 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 blah.
Sonic X.
You're talking way too fast. You're talking as fast as Sonic moves.
Sonic moves more faster.
Sonic's faster than speed of sound.
Fine, I'll go slower.
Now, in terms of all the Sonic shows that they have, okay?
I
can say that this show is actually better than all the other ones.
Why?
Because it actually has a storyline.
Wait, I have a question.
It's even better than some of the storylines in the games.
I have a question to ask.
Because the games have no storyline.
You know the worst Sonic...
Except for Sonic Adventure. That was the only one.
Question to ask the host.
Wait, yes?
Which character is your favorite? We all know it's Amy, but which Amy?
Amy.
No, not including the regular one.
You mean the real Amy?
Not including the regular one.
You don't want the cyborg Amy.
Rusty Rose is bad.
Not including the regular one.
Okay, so before we review, I guess we should just talk about all the different people there.
Yeah, like...
Why don't you do a summary? Do a summary.
There is 8 episodes.
Right, and what's it about? Slowly.
It's about... Okay.
Most of these episodes are about a place called New York City, a.k.a. New York City, obviously, is based on that, because everything is cyborg and stuff, you know.
And Eggman.
It's like a post-apocalyptic version.
Yeah, but Eggman. With, like, the future of a post-apocalyptic kind of place.
And there's, like, a ton of different Eggmans from different dimensions.
We do not know if they're from different dimensions. There's just 5 of them. One's a baby, one's a kid, like a teenager who doesn't want to know about anything. One's an old man, one's like an Eggman with hair, but I think it's a wig.
Yeah.
And then there's also some other one that's like, I don't know.
A weird dude.
So, uncle kind of guy.
What happens? How did he even get into this other dimension?
Okay, going back of the first episode. In the first episode... So you see Sonic, he's running. He's gonna go to fight Eggman with his friends Amy, Tails, Knuckles, and Rouge.
That's weird because Sonic's with Rouge.
I thought it was Rogue.
No, Rouge the Bat. Continue.
Okay, so they found out that, like, Eggman says, "Oh, you're too late. You're never gonna stop me." Blah, blah, blah. Like, Sonic, what he always says.
Sonic loses.
He actually loses. He was too focused on winning, and he broke the Paradox Prism. The Paradox Prism is like this giant gem thingy.
That can make you go into a totally other dimension.
But no one knew that.
So when Sonic broke
it... Everyone thought it was a myth.
Sonic broke a diamond into a totally other dimension called New York City Dimension.
Yeah. Then that episode ends there. Next episode, he's there.
Where's Shadow?
Oh. We never know what happened to Shadow yet. But he mentioned him in the first episode.
In the ending episodes, then they're going to talk more about him.
Okay. So yeah. What happens?
So, blah, blah, blah. The next is New York City. He finds... So, for some reason, in all of these universes, Sonic isn't there.
Why?
I don't know.
Tails is named 9.
So in that universe, Tails' name is 9. Because he has, because he made 9 mechanical ones.
No, you
Tails.
Mean 7.
7 more.
Okay. Tails.
Knuckles' and then, name is Nux.
Nux?
Nux?
Yeah.
Very original names.
Rouge's name is Rebel, I think?
Yeah. Rebel, yeah. Rebel the Bat.
Okay.
And then Amy is half cyborg. Her name is Rusty Rose. Because so, Amy Rose, you know. So, yeah. He befriends 9. Then he befriends, like, the other ones.
He forgot about how he got new shoes and gloves and stuff.
Yeah. His shoes and gloves. 9 gave him these,
weird stuffed
word circle things to put on his thing, on these things, because they have some energy. The energy that
Paradox Prism has.
Yeah, and it also,
what's it called?
Powers the whole entire city.
Yeah, because that Eggman found peace.
And every dimension there's a shattered piece of the Paradox Prism.
He
so how many dimensions do we see in the show?
2, 3.
New York City, that's another place. Pirate Place.
There's a pirate place?
Pirate Place, that's the last place that he goes.
What about that one without technology?
Yeah, I already said that.
The one without technology?
The one where they're cavemen.
They're like cavemen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anything else?
No.
And then you have the regular dimension, that's 4.
No, the regular dimension, it more on that later. Because you find out what happens to it at the end. But
be quiet, okay, Kiki Dad?
So then he gets out of there, but then at the end, Rusty Rose... So they are going to try to get the shattered piece. They don't know that it's a shattered piece. He thinks that it's a more bigger piece, right? The biggest piece. So he goes there. They make Rusty Rose good. They cancel out her programming. Then he finds that... He tries to take the shattered piece, but he disappears.
He goes into another dimension.
You know, you know when you talk so much, okay?
Yeah.
You should take a breath.
I did.
Because at the end, you were like taking deep breaths because you couldn't breathe.
He goes to another dimension.
Yeah.
Where
cavemen.
Rouge is.
What I want to know. What I want to know. Why are there no Sonics in these other dimensions that he meets? Why doesn't he meet his other selves?
Because he was the one who broke the thing. So he has to go so that he's not there.
Okay, so let me just say this. Let me just say what I gotta say.
Yes.
The people that are making the show, if you want to make a lot of people happy,
put in a Sonic.
I want you to... No. Do an episode where you go into the original Sonic cartoon, the one that has Princess Acorn, okay?
And then...
Right? Meet that Sonic, the one that has a big fat belly, right? And collects coins. Then...
No, rings.
And oh yeah, rings. And then go and have that Sonic team up with the other Sonic, and then together they meet the Sonic from Sonic Boom, who has a big bandana.
Yeah. Right? You know, that Sonic Boom was basically like Teen Titans Go. No storyline whatsoever.
Yeah. Then they meet...
And then...
Sonic X.
Then they'll go meet... They'll go meet the anime version of Sonic, which is Sonic X.
Gotta go faster. Go.
Yeah. And then you'll meet...
The movie.
Oh, that'll be good. If you meet the movie version of Sonic...
And then they all fight with...
And then... Chaos. Then you meet... Ugly Sonic.
No.
Oh, yeah.
That's way too creepy.
Yeah, he'd be the villain. He's the one that caused everything.
Yeah.
He wants to kill all the Sonics.
Because he thinks that he's
jealous.
Best. Yeah.
All right? Now, and then, you also have, what Sonic am I missing? Oh, the one from Sonic Underground. Those stupid brothers and sisters he had.
He doesn't have sisters.
But he has a cool gun guitar.
Yeah, everybody hates that show. I don't know why you even talk about that one.
Hey.
Okay, now continuing.
That should be the storyline for season 2.
And they all fight
And they, all these Sonics...
That's not actually the storyline because...
All the Sonics come together, fight Ugly Sonic. You're going to get everybody in the world watching that show.
Instead of fighting Ugly Sonic, they have to fight Shadow.
You guys, get your act together. Do that storyline. Okay? All right?
it ended okay. with them fighting Shadow.
Shush!
Yes, go.
He's going too much. Okay, so the next episode, he's in like this caveman kind of thing.
We talked about that. Yes, go.
He makes them, but they're actually going to use him as bait for fighting the bad guy. The bad guy, not really. Okay, the bad guy is another Amy.
Rusty, I mean, Thorn Rose. And
Thorn Rose.
And there's a big giant birdie.
Yeah, birdie turned it into a giant. And somehow it's pink.
Birdie was blue.
And Big the Cat does nothing in any of these dimensions.
No, he saw Big the Cat in New York City. In the further episodes, he's going to get a part of the rebellion with them. Then in this one, Big the Cat, he's just like also there. But he's with the group, like Knuckles and Tails and Rouge.
Oh, yeah.
Rouge.
Yeah. And Tails can't fly.
Let me just say this. Big the Cat is the worst character.
Yeah.
In all of Sonic. And his levels are the worst levels.
Yeah.
In Sonic Adventure.
Oh, yeah. And you can't even fight using Big the Cat, remember?
He just picks up stuff and fishes.
Yeah. Lame.
And
you got
Sonic
floaty.
Is supposed to be a game where you're always running, you're always moving. Why do you want to fish?
Big the remember the special thing Big got with the floaty?
Yeah, whatever.
People? Sometimes there's these people like, you know, Animal Crossing. Mm. You do nothing there.
Mm.
People like those, they're a part of this family that also likes adventures and stuff. So when they play a video game, they want a video, like at least a part of the video game that wants to be like that.
Sonic is about speed. It's about fighting. It's about running.
No, it's about collecting coins, about killing Eggman.
Not about, where's my froggy?
Froggy's actually a really big thing in that.
It's about being fast. It's about killing Eggman.
Okay, now back to the show. Back to the Sonic Prime. Then he finds another piece, and then he goes to...
Wait,
so this shard that you're talking about...
Mm-hmm. There's many other dimensions.
Is this a part of the Chaos Emerald?
No.
So this is a different gem?
Yes.
A paradox...
It's called the Paradox Prism.
Oh, and all of a sudden they found this gem.
Yeah, Eggman.
That was different from the Chaos gems.
It's this like giant thing that people think is a myth.
Just like the Chaos Emeralds. Basically, they're coming up with their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Go.
So, blah, blah, blah. He goes back to New York City.
Yeah.
Mm.
Then again.
Then he goes back
with the rebels base, right?
But Knuckles tries to kill him
because he left them for many, many months. Because time worked differently.
Okay.
So then when he goes back to the rebel base, he sees that there's a hope, aka a palm tree, which is in every dimension.
Okay.
Palm tree.
Right. The great green.
Yeah, the great green. A palm tree, because on Green Hills.
No Doorknob Lord in this, huh?
Nope.
No.
So, there's a palm tree.
Mm-hmm.
That palm tree made the most memories, blah, 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 blah. So, like, back to that. So, he sees that there's hope, and then Rouge gets mad at him because he left for many months. And then he finds out that
Nine
stole the shard. And he left. He found out that there are many other places. What did he call it again?
The Shatterverse.
Yeah, the Shatterverse. Whenever Sonic is going into different dimensions, he goes through this thing where they're showing holes and holes of different dimensions.
Wait.
That's the Shatterverse.
Nine takes him to another place in the Shatterverse where there's no one.
Called the Grimm.
I actually think that's actually the original Sonic place.
Yeah, but it turned into that because of what Sonic did.
What did he do?
He broke the Paradox Prism. At the end of the show, you find out that Shadow tells him that there is no more Green Hills, his home.
Hmm.
He it's gone forever.
Doesn't Shadow have the Chaos Emerald?
Mm-hmm.
So what's he gonna do with that?
Teleport into
Chaos Control?
He did.
He did do Chaos Control.
He teleports into Tony.
So what about Supersonic? Did he turn to Supersonic?
No.
But remember his shoes in the caveman place.
What about Werewolf Sonic? Did we see that?
No. Wait.
No. Okay.
His shoes in the
and the shoe. Okay. Wait. Okay. The shoes. His gear in the
caveman place.
Caveman place. Go. Say it. They're like camouflage shoes, and they're like Wolverine.
Yeah. His shoes.
Wolverine camouflage shoes.
Wait. He got claws.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two on his feet, like so he can like climb.
That was cool. They should make a game out of this.
I know, right?
Oh, yeah, I remember the first boss battle.
What?
Remember the uncle? Oh, yeah. Eggman dude.
Go and back the baby. All the way to the second
No,
episode.
It's fine. It's fine.
He fought a baby, and then the baby's, like, all mad at him, like...
It's a baby Eggman.
Baby Eggman, he's mad at him. I fought the uncle Eggman.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's not go too long with this, okay? Now, you would recommend this for all the people that like Sonic?
Yeah!
Okay, let me tell you about the most important part.
Let's rank the Sonic cartoons, okay? You have the original one, where he's that song like, what's the song again? Sonic the Hedgehog. That's the old one. That's the original one.
Like the one with Princess Acorn?
Yes. And then you have
Sonic Underground.
Sonic Underground.
Nobody cares about that.
Then you have The Adventures of Sonic, where he's like goofy.
Isn't he always supposed to be goofy?
Really goofy. That's really goofy.
It's, nope.
It was like Teen Titans before Teen Titans. And then you have Sonic Boom, which is also goofy.
Which is the worst. It's like another version of Teen Titans, but like, because there's no storyline whatsoever.
And then you have Sonic X, which is like pretty much the closest to the game, because it's like directly like Sonic Adventure.
Yeah, but there's no quiz line. In the game.
Well, they just added that for the show.
Nobody
okay?
cares about him.
And then you have the movie, which also changed everything too, because who is that owl person?
Longclaw.
Wait,
what if Longclaw?
Longclaw was not in anything.
Wait, I think
I
know who Longclaw is.
Who?
Longclaw is that weird owl dude in Ocarina of Time.
He does look like that dude.
Longclaw. It's yeah. Her.
Anyhow, that
Longclaw's
a her. The owl is also in Link's Awakening.
Cool. Yeah. How do I kill that owl?
Now, which do you like better?
What do you mean?
You like the movies, or you like this new show, or you like the other show?
What other show?
The other Sonic shows.
Shows.
Yeah.
My favorite one is...
Go ahead.
Sonic
Boom.
You like Sonic Boom?
Sonic Boom.
Okay. What do you like? You don't like... Which one? You like the movie, or you like the shows?
Shows, but my favorite show is...
I don't know what it is.
What? Go ahead.
Sonic X.
I know it. I like Sonic X sometimes,
too. You thought I was going to pick Underground.
No, I thought you were going to pick that.
I like the movies, even though it's completely different from the games.
Yeah, I also like the movies.
Yeah.
Movies are the coolest.
So, but you still recommend this show?
Yes.
Yeah!
You're looking forward to season two?
Yes.
Okay.
Because they left on a cliffhanger.
Wait.
I hate cliffhangers.
And them fighting Ugly Sonic was incorrect. Instead, it would be Ugly Sonic working with them to fight Shadow.
No.
And it's going to be like a Wario that you'll just like want to stay away from him.
Yeah, he's too gross. Now, what do you say at the end of every episode?
Please hit the bell, subscribe, and like. Goodbye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Gotta go fast.